Okay, so, well now what do we do? We've just established a lot of major truths. We've established the validity of Christianity and the importance of actually being a Christian, that is the pathway then to eternal life. Well, we have all this information. We got to say, well, now what do we do with it? Well, before I answer what do we do with it, I have to find out where you are at. And I need to kind of find a gauge of where Searchlight Ministries is at in order for me to better understand this. So that's why you got a piece of paper. What I'd like you to do with this piece of paper is I'd like you to write on the top, write your name. Just write your name right on the top. Yeah. Ah, the sound of Velcro pencils. I love it. Yes, the church with the Velcro pencils. And then draw a line down the middle of your piece of paper so that you have kind of two quadrants. Because we're going to be taking a look at who we are, where we're at now, and I'm praying and I'm hoping that by the end of the message, you will actually be in a different place than you were at the beginning of the message. That's my prayer. That's what I've been praying for all week long, hoping that this will happen. So, on one side, you're going to put the before, and the other is going to be the after. Let me see if we can help gauge where we're at. I'm going to kind of go through the basics of Christianity, just some basic foundational things, and then that will establish where we are at with our walk. So let's take a look at that picture. There you go. Look at that picture. Imagine that you're on the left-hand side of this chasm that was created when we fell into sin because of Adam and Eve. Because we have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, we have been separated, not because it's God's fault, it's all our fault, we did the action, but because of that we've been separated from God. And there is no way that we can even make the jump across the chasm. We have been fully, completely separated from God. But there happens to be some good news, and that good news is there's a Savior that has come. Jesus Christ has came and has bridged that chasm through his death and his resurrection. So that's kind of the basic about Christianity. Now the question is, where are you at? A people are right up there. They're up on the little cliff there. They're kind of looking down. They're examining this whole idea of Christianity. They see the chasm, they see the cross, and they're curious. Now, I love A people. If you are an A person, I'm glad that you're here, because A people really stretch and pull and cause pastors to really be on their toes. And it causes everyone to really examine where they're at. So A people are just kind of looking at it. They're going, I wonder, maybe I should ask some questions. Maybe this is right. Maybe this is wrong. A people at least are asking the questions. They are not somewhere outside, just not even caring about Christianity. At least they're there. Oftentimes people come to church just with that basic idea in mind. I'm going to come to church, hear what the pastor has to say, and see if it's valid, if it's true, if it's for me. So those are A people. If you are an A person, I'm glad you're here, and I think that's wonderful. B people. B people are right there. Oh, they are right there. They're looking at the cross. They're saying to themselves, yes, okay. Yeah, okay, I'm a sinner. It appears as if Jesus is the way, and but what do I do? How do I get going? What's the thing that needs to happen? I'm scared to take the step, but I think maybe I should. But how do I take the step? What are the words I say? What are the things that I need to do? I love B people. You're going to find out quickly. I love all these people. I love B people because they're just right there, and I love to develop relationships with them, understand a little bit about who they are, and to address some of the fears that they're at. Okay, C people. C people have done it. They've actually crossed over the chasm and have actually invited Christ to become a part of their life in a full, complete way. They have assented to the fact that Jesus is Lord and Savior, and they've given themselves heart, soul, and mind. And people that are C often call themselves baby Christians. Have you ever heard that? Some people say, I'm a baby Christian, I'm a new Christian. Well, that's a C person, and I just love C people. Nothing is better for a church than having a bunch of people that have just become C's to give a revitalization to a church, because that's where a lot of the passion and the desire comes from. Okay, and then you have D people. You might be a D person, because I was a D person for a long time. You might say, yeah, I've been a Christian all my life, or I've been doing this for a while now, and I go to church, but I really haven't fully given myself. I believe Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. I believe that he has died for my sins, and I think that's great stuff, but does it really have to change my life? a lot of churches are filled with D people. Now, I can tell you this. I was a D person for a very long time, all through junior high, high school, and guess what? Even through college, and, you know, sadly enough, even through seminary. Yes. While I was learning all about the truths of God's Word and studying it, I was not growing in my relationship with God, with the intimacy, with the talking, with the learning and the studying. I can tell you a lot about it, but I really didn't have God's presence. I just kind of sat down. A lot of people that are deep people have just kind of sat down, and they're very comfortable with where they're at. Okay, so now, the question is, where are you at? So take a look, grab your piece of paper, and on the left-hand side, just quickly mark down what you are. Now, three. Oh, yes. Oh, thank you. I'm sorry. Yes, you might be an E person. I didn't list an E person. I'm just going off my PowerPoint. But, yeah, you could also be an E person. Now, an E person is the person that's going, yep, I'm right there. I'm jamming with my faith. I'm climbing the mountain. Me and God are doing great stuff. You know, granted, you might have lapses here and there. But I'm really on the fast track to growth, and I really enjoy that, and I know a lot. And so EP, so if you're an E person, you're not even on the map. You're kind of just you're still climbing the mountain. So you can be an A, B, C, D, or E. So okay, now mark on your piece of paper what you are: A, B, C, D, or E on the left hand side. Now let me tell you again. My hope for you is that you're going to change, and that you're going to write down a different letter. You may not. But that's what I'm hoping. And again, trust me, no one else is going to be looking at your piece of paper unless you're sharing it with each other right now. Okay, did you get it right? Yeah. Yeah. Well, what did you put down in yours there? Yeah. Yeah. So I guarantee you this, that the only people that are going to see this are me and God. God already knows, and then I'm going to get a chance to peek at these a little bit later, but I'm not going to share that with anyone else. I'm not going to talk about you in the sermon someday going, oh, yeah, you know, this person's really got some problems. I'm not going to do that. So mark that down there. So now the question comes, wherever you're at, where are you then going to go? I don't care if you are an A, B, C, D, or E. I love all of you. I think everyone is important and valid. I don't care where you're at. The only thing I care about is if you're moving. If you're moving forward.
Okay, we need to take a moment and go back and go over these one by one to, again, ask that question of, well, now, what do we do? If we're at different stages, each person kind of has to take it from wherever they're at, wherever God has them. And, again, the whole idea is not a question of where you're at, but more of, are you moving along? Are you taking that journey? So let's take a moment, stop, and talk about talk with the A's. If you are a person that's listening to this right now, and you are an A person, you are someone that's, you know, I'm just really thinking about all this stuff. Maybe someone handed you these CDs, and you're thinking, yeah, I don't know, I'm just not too sure about all this stuff. I'm kind of sitting up on the cliff. I'm looking down. Yeah, I don't know. I need some more information. Well, if that's the case, I want you to call me and talk to me. Call the church, Searchlight Ministries. Call the church. Get a chance to talk with me. I want to develop a relationship with you. I want to get a chance to talk with you. Whoever gave you these CDs, or get a chance to talk with them. Develop that relationship, because that's really what it's all about. It's so crucial to be able to know someone and have them help you through this. Again, this isn't something that is done in isolation very often. Most of the time, it's done with other people. So if you are an A person, continue to talk with the person that gave this to you, or call the church. I'd love to talk with you. I want to get to know you, develop that relationship with you. That's wonderful. I'm glad that you're listening to these, and I hope things really go well for you. Now, if you're a B person, you know, I'm excited for you, Bs, because you're right there. You're right there looking. You see the cross. You think, yeah, this is all good. Yeah, okay. I think I can accept it. I can see how the Bible is true and valid. I can see how Jesus Christ was the Son of God, claimed to be. He died, came back to life. I can see how Christianity is the way to get to heaven through the Father, comparatively with other religions. And I can somewhat understand about this idea of suffering. But what do I do? How do I go from going to a B to a C? What's the action? Well, let me tell you what you need to do. I'd like you to do two things. First thing is, I'd like you to pray a prayer with me. If you're ready to take that step, if you're ready to cross over that bridge, if you're ready to cross over the cross onto the other side, into the kingdom of God, then you need a prayer. In fact, we're going to stop right now. We're going to pray so that if you are a B and you want to move, pray this with me now. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for where you have brought us. We see very clearly now how we are separated from you. Lord, we look at the chasm, we look at the requirements. There's no way we could do this, Lord. It's impossible. And yet we look at Jesus Christ as the Savior. We see that he's bridged that gap. We see that he's filled in for us. He's given the great substitution. Lord, we may not have ever had you in our life before, but we want you now. We open ourselves up. We hear you knocking on the door. We open that door, and we want you to come in. Forgive us, Lord, for all the mistakes we've made. Forgive us for causing that chasm to be built in the first place. We want you now, Lord. We submit ourselves to you. We commit ourselves to you and your lifestyle. Lord, we may not know all the answers, but we're excited for the journey. We want to move forward. So we pray that you would be with us these very hard steps. This new life, though, that you're about to give us. So Lord, come into us right now in a new, fresh way. Forgive us. Love us. We thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, if you just prayed that prayer, well, then guess what? You've crossed over. You're on that other side now. And I encourage you as a further demonstration and a further sealing of that faith that you have now in Jesus Christ, it's time for you to go and be baptized. Call the church up. Say, you know what? I've become a Christian and I want to become baptized. Do that right now. I think that would be so crucial, so important. Seals you in the one true faith. And it'll be something that you can hang on to for the rest of your life. As you go through life, you can be reminded of how precious your baptism was and how important it is that you are a child of God. Now, if you are a C person and you're wondering, you know what, I'm a brand new Christian. What in the world am I supposed to do? Where am I supposed to go from here? Yeah, this is all very brand new to me. I don't know much about the Bible. I don't know much about church. Well, let me tell you, what I would like you to do is I'd like you to do the basics. What are the basics? Well, let me tell you about the basics. These are the basics. First of all, I'd like you to start attending church on a very regular basis. That is the time that you are going to be very well fed and nourished with the Word of God. You're going to be hearing sermons, practical sermons, engaging sermons that will help you with what you're facing in today's lifetime. You'll be exposed to the Word of God with very powerful teaching. So I invite you to make sure that worship is a regular part every week. Make that a part of your life, and you will see how quickly you learn more about the Christian faith. You learn more about the grace and the riches of Jesus Christ, and you learn more about practical living and how to live out that Christian life. Also, I'd like you to see if you can get a Bible. Searchlight has Bibles that you can have for free. We just have them sitting out on the back table. You're more than welcome to come and get one or go out and buy a brand new Bible, a Bible that can be your own that you can write in and mark up and consume and digest and see if you can maybe start reading. It's sometimes hard, but even just a verse or a chapter a day is going to radically transform you as you learn about what the Bible has to say. See if you can find a Bible reading program. Maybe read the Bible through in a year or just take certain sections of it or certain books. Find out what Searchlight is going through at this moment and catch along and make sure that you're studying your Bible and do it on your own or find groups of people to do it with. Or find churches to do it with, whatever it takes to be in the Word. It's so crucial. Also, start praying. Pray. Now, prayer is such a powerful thing. It's something that we all need to be doing in order to be connected further and further with God. And so pray. Even if it's that five-second prayer of, God, just help me out today. Amen. I mean, even something as simple as that, and you're going to find out very quickly that your five-second prayer is going to start turning into minute prayers and five-minute prayers as you continue to communicate and develop that relationship with God, how important that is, how crucial that is, and how much you will be blessed as you get closer and closer to God. And as He draws closer and closer to you, you will find the blessings in your life are just amazing. So start that conversation, that prayer life with God. Sometimes at Searchlight, we have prayer calendars that you can do to help you, guide you through daily prayers. And then finally, continue to try and live out your life with love. Loving the people around you is what's called one of the greatest commandments. Greatest commandment is love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. Love is such an important thing, and see what you can do to continue to have your life transformed by the Spirit, by God Himself. Do the basics. Those are simple things that you can do. Continue in your growth pattern. Now, if you are a D person, if you're sitting there listening to this going, yeah, this is good. I might have been a Christian all my life, but I really haven't done a whole lot. I just kind of sit around. I've kind of stopped in my life. I don't pray much. I don't talk to God much. I don't read the Bible much. Well, I think it's time that you get up. It's very important that we not sit down, that we continue the journey. And let me tell you something. I, as a D, I was at that D stage for a long time. I know how it is. I know how easy it is to stop in the process. And I encourage you, this is what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to recommit. Recommit to God today that you are going to get back and doing the basics. Commit that that's something. Find a church. If you want to join Searchlight, then you just have to grab some membership CDs, and those are going to go through some truths of the Bible and of Christianity, and it'll hopefully give you even more guidance in how to live your life and explain even further of how good God is and what Jesus Christ has done for you. So try that membership. Recommit. Pray to God that this is going to be the time to do it. If you want me to help you through that recommitment process, then call me up and come on down, and we'll pray together, and we'll get back on a fast track. I think that's so important that you need to do that. And finally, ease. Ease, it's great. It's so wonderful that you are doing such good stuff, that you are moving, that you're growing, that you're living the life. You are the type of people that need to become leaders of the next generation that's coming up, the new people, the A, Bs, and Cs that are just now coming into the church. We need people that are Bible study leaders. We need people that are going to mentor, that are going to love and show respect and care for. Just because you are an E, never, ever, ever fall into the temptation of looking down on those A's or those B's. It's so easy to try and become cliquish or this country club, but never, never fall into that temptation. Instead, open your heart up and love these people and care for them and show them and guide them, connect them to God. If you are an E and you want to become in a leadership position, you can give me a call and I'd be happy. I'd love to talk with you and to explore your strength areas and to continue to help you grow in the truth and the knowledge of Jesus Christ and what the Bible has to say. So that's where, wherever you're at this moment, you need to take a look and examine and critically look at your life, where your faith is at, and ask A, B, C, D, or E, and then now what do we do? And I think it's important that we all continue to walk in that journey. Let's close in prayer. Our gracious Father, we thank you, Lord, that you inspire us, that you give us your Spirit to walk with us on a daily basis. Lord, we thank you for wherever we're at. We pray that we're on the journey. We pray that we're moving from A to B to C to D to E, that you are constantly pushing us and holding our hand and guiding us through very difficult times and even through the joyous times, Lord. We ask that you would keep our legs moving, that we would walk, that we would run, that we would fly, soar like the eagles, as Isaiah said. Lord, we just need you constantly in our life. We need to continue to come back and draw back. We need to continue to look at ourselves and look at where you want us to be. Help us, Lord, to continue to run the race, pursue that crown until the day that we die. And we give you thanks, Lord. We give you thanks for Jesus Christ who spanned that chasm for us. We thank you for Jesus Christ who came and lived and died and came back to life just for us. And we pray, Lord, that our lives would be shining examples of the love that you have for us and the love you have for everyone. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.